Any military strike against Iraq will demonstrate the U.S. Army's overwhelming advantage in high-tech weapons and equipment. The U.S. had a huge high-tech advantage during the 1991 Gulf War, and in the ensuing 12 years, that advantage has grown substantially. But in some cases, high-tech improvements have not lived up to expectations, or they are not ready for use, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Dozens of Army infantrymen crouch inside small concrete foxholes at Fort Stewart, Georgia's firing range. They aim their rifles at targets that pop up behind sand berms at 50 to 300 meters away. They're using the standard-issue Army rifle, the M16. The M16 hasn't changed much in the last decade, and these days many soldiers prefer the smaller, lighter, and some say more accurate M4 rifle. Since the Gulf War, the soldiers' tools that are used to see and fire on targets have changed. During the 1991 Gulf War, U.S. soldiers proclaimed, "We own the night," due to new night vision goggles that helped armored and light infantry brigades launch assaults into the darkness with clarity. Army Sergeant First Class Keith Hudson, a Gulf War veteran, says today that equipment has only gotten better.
We've got a lot smarter weapons than we had even back then. We're talking laser sights and fighting at night. Our NVGs, our night vision devices, are our heads and shoulders above everything else. Laser sights on the M4 carbines now. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Sergeant Hudson leads a brigade reconnaissance troop with the Army's 1st Cavalry. As the eyes and ears of the brigade, Hudson's team deploys in Humvees 3 days before any assault to provide intelligence on enemy movements and strength. The Gulf vet says this time, if there's combat, he has more confidence in his improved vehicle.
Our Humvees are bulletproof up to a caliber 50. They can take a landmine hit. You know, being 72 hours ahead of the war, it's a big plus. Survivability is key. I've got 18 to deploy, and I need to bring 18 home.
But the system the Army sees as the future of combat will not be ready for any war with Iraq. The Stryker Brigade Combat Team is a combination of equipment and troops built around a new mobile assault vehicle. But the Stryker teams are still undergoing field tests, says Dr. Michael Andrews, the U.S. Army's chief scientist.
A test in Iraq is not the place to find out there's some deficiencies. You want to work it out here.
However, Stryker's unmanned support plane, the Army Shadow 200, will likely see combat if there's a war in Iraq. At the start of the Afghanistan campaign, some in the military thought the Air Force's Predator drones were not ready for prime time. But the Army helped the Air Force equip its remote-controlled planes with Hellfire missiles from the Apache attack helicopter. The Predator success gathering intelligence and, on occasion, blowing things up, convinced the Army to get ready to try to deploy the Shadow ahead of schedule. Dr. Andrews.
They're very close to being able to deploy them. It depends on the timing of everything. But we do have some out in the field being evaluated or being used by soldiers right now.
Reliable, secure communication links are the centerpiece of any combat team, and military officials marvel at the communication improvements and innovations seen in Afghanistan. Generals grow wide-eyed, recalling special operations soldiers traveling on horseback using handheld global positioning systems with an unmanned drone overhead calling in a precision airstrike. But those successes mask a more mundane and enduring problem. The U.S. military still has trouble communicating in combat across different branches of the services and at times between different units, despite heavy investments in communication technology.
When we're on the move, we can't take a cell tower with us. So our communication gateways is a tough problem.
Dr. Andrews, the Army's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Research and Technology, says in the future, unmanned aerial vehicles will help fix the problem, one he compares to a cell phone overload after a car accident.
Everybody gets on their cell phone. All of a sudden, nobody can use the cell phone because they've been clogged up. Too many users trying to use it at the same time. So we have to be able to manage the network, manage the bandwidth that goes with that, and be able to do this all on the move without cell towers. So ultimately, these UAVs in the sky, some of them, will be essentially our cell tower in the sky, allowing us to communicate on the move very rapidly. But it's not here today. Not here today.
At the supply center at Fort Stewart, home of the 3rd Infantry Division, it's clear that all the new laser-guided and other high-tech gizmos in the world can't ease an old Army chore, standing in a long line, waiting to get the latest gear before deploying.
All right, this is a rucksack frame. A rucksack cover line.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Go down the line, they got the paperwork. Put DX on yours.